rock, rock radio. If the records weren't free, we'd be all new.
It's the hottest sounds in town. KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
We all are witness to the till the rape of the world. Mother of a song, place of our birth. How can we stand aside and watch the rape of the
down, kick them when they're up, kick them all around. That's a track from a solo album by Don Henley. One-time backup for Linda Ronstadt in an outfit called the Stone Canyon Band. Oh, well, yeah, he did have that one other gig. He is a founding member and remains the principal lead vocalist for the Eagles, Don Henley and Dirty Laundry. Tracy Chapman started us off with The Rape of the World. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl with you on a pretty doggone nice Saturday afternoon. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Sure appreciate you listening. Got some good shit for you. Hope you'll stick around. First, this message on What's Tonight on KCUF-TV.
From the producers of Airport 75 comes another epic tale of man versus machine. Charlton Heston stars in Windows 95.
Product support. How may I help you?
Please, I can't save my document. I need your help.
Damn. I'll have to duck you down. Do you see the save icon? You have to click it once.
I can't. I'm scared.
Damn it, woman. You've got to try.
Okay, I'll click it twice. I mean once. I mean, oh, no, we're rebooting. We're going to crash.
You bastard. You have to make it so complicated.
Charlton Heston, Karen Black, and George Kennedy as billionaire Bill Gates. Windows 95, upgrading soon near you.
Hi, this is your personal nurse here on KCUF. Catch my show weekdays at noon here on 92.9, the hottest sounds in town. In addition to great music, I talk to celebrities and experts on a variety of subjects of interest to KCUF listeners. Here's a clip from a show last week when my in-studio guest was consumer affairs advocate, Mr. Willie Byatt. In this clip, Mr. Byatt tries to verify just what's going on with scrotum.
Thank you for calling. This is Sharon. Can I help you?
Scrotum, please.
Excuse me?
Scrotum.
All right, hold on.
Appliances, how can I help you?
Scrotum.
Who?
Scrotum.
Okay, now we connect you to toys. Hold on.
Hello, toys.
Scrotum.
What's your name?
Scrotum.
Hardware, okay. What did you need in hardware?
Scrotum. Scrotum.
Bolt.
Scrotum.
Screw?
Scrotum.
Scrotum. An eye hook. Yep, the only thing I have is just those regular the eye hooks for the gate.
You don't have a scrotum?
No. You just screw them in and, you know, it's got the hole and you can put the thing in it.
Screw in a hole, no scrotum?
You know, it's got like a hole at the end.
Yeah.
You screw it in the wall and then you can put like a latch on it if you want.
Ow. But without a scrotum?
Yeah, that's the only thing we got.
Jesus. How do you get by without it?
I don't know. So maybe Zephyr. Alrighty.
Thank you, scrotum.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hey, we want to give a shout-out and a big welcome home to Miss Marr. Marlene Bennett, a friend of the station, a former intern, and the sister of KCUF's personal nurse. She's just back from a trip to Europe observing the International Criminal Tribunal proceedings. In The Hague, the prosecution of war crimes stemming from what was euphemistically called ethnic cleansing in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Those are actually the first international war crimes trials since those held in Nuremberg and Tokyo after World War II. And it was a great opportunity for Marlene. She's studying for her law degree, and we're hoping she'll come on board as our station counsel. Lord knows we need the legal help. Great deal for Marlene to get to see those some of those proceedings anyway. I think 60, someplace between 60 and 70 military officers and government officials were prosecuted for a variety of crimes. Chief among those prosecuted was former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, who was charged with, minor infractions like genocide and crimes against humanity. I think during about an 8 or 10 year period, he ordered soldiers under his command to murder tens of thousands of Bosnian Muslims, starting in the early 1990s. Didn't get much play in this country, and really didn't get much play in the rest of the world. It wasn't until Milosevic kicked out almost a million Albanians from Kosovo in 1999 that the rest of us acknowledged the crimes and murder and suffering going on over there. And then, in our typical fashion, a heavy-handed bombing campaign was launched by NATO. But it was successful in stopping the conflict. Yeah, as the first of such trials in a half a century, there has been plenty of missteps and distractions and complaints, criticisms of the proceedings in The Hague, but their significance is huge. We know there have been numerous wars and conflicts, and no other war crimes? I don't think so. So it's a great little eye-opener when they happen, and we're great Marlene got to go. One very important ruling that came from the Hague Tribunal is the recognition of systematic rape as a war crime. That's a precedent that international courts and governments have previously been unwilling to commit to. And in the case of the United States, we're still resisting, doing everything we can to keep the world courts from gaining any power or authority. Marlene is a serious world rights gal, and I know she was disappointed when Milosevic died of a heart attack in March, just as the four-year-long proceedings came to a close and before he could be sentenced, but not before his sorry ass was hauled before the bench and publicly prosecuted, though. And there's solace in the fact that he died in jail. Anyhow, we're glad you got to go, Marlene, and we're double glad that you're back. And listeners, you will want to stay tuned because we will have Marlene's firsthand reports and analysis exclusively here on The Hottest Sounds in Town.
Hey, believe this. This is Chris Robinson of the Black Crows, and I used to weigh 92 pounds. I was a cow, man. Then I got on the Slim Crash diet. Now I'm a deathly grim 48 pounds. It's great. The Slim Crash diet is so easy. I have a deep breath for breakfast, a deep breath for lunch, and a sensible Marlboro cigarette for dinner. The Slim Crash diet is fast, and look, no more shoving my fingers down my throat like they'd fit.
Slim Crash, the official diet of anorexic-looking rock bands like the Black Crows.
From the makers of the Keith Richards Nutra Heroin Diet, abuse as directed.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot. He drew fast and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Yeah.
It might sound silly for me to think childish thoughts like these, but I'm so tired of acting tough and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest, 'cause if I'm the man that you love the most, you can say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel, you'll buy the glad to see you later. All I got inside is vacancy, and it's a 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella, grab hold of me, 'cause I'm your baby fella. All I got inside is vacancy.
I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son, your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now.
The late Warren Zevon, and my stuff is all messed up. Warren Zevon, he had a way with the phrase, did he not? We heard from the White Stripes as well, and the Hotel Yorba, and started off with a track from the Beatles, and Rocky Raccoon. Evening, folks, it's Vince Vinyl with you on KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek. And it's great to be with you, and I appreciate the heck out of you guys listening.
I can't keep your faith and you can light the world. Set fire to the church of your choice.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to try it.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to date a bisexual. I want to date a dyke. I want to date a bisexual. I can't decide which sex I like.
Is it wrong?
Is it right?
You feel weird?
I'm uptight.
Is that strange?
Let me say, man, guys were never my scene, but I do like show tunes.
I want guys.
I want girls.
Why deprive
half the world?
Am I gay?
Am I straight? I don't think I'm a Peter Pan. Nancy for your girly man.
Cause I don't wanna be
bisexual. Bisexual. Bisexual.
I just might be a
bisexual. Bisexual. Bisexual.
I think I might be bisexual. There's nothing I don't like. I want to try it bisexual. I can't decide which.
Bisexual dating's the in thing today.
That Brad Pitt's such a cutie. Oh yeah.
Taking your swings from both sides of the place.
You get twice as much booty. Oh yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
I don't. out just thinking of deviltry. Planet-wide panics, a hat that's so old. I'd rather write about her in my diary. Could she be mine without selling a soul? Dirty deeds from a demon seed don't excite me anymore. Is there one girl, just one girl who says I'm bitter than Jesus now? And I love her, I'm bigger than Jesus now. Up above her, I'm stage diving. Up the church of the holier than thou. Oh, I'm bigger than Jesus now. He's got his uptight white virginal followers. I've got these metal chicks dumber than rocks. Dated one once, but I hated the music. All her ex-boyfriends were there on the bus. It's never good to be understood by a girl in acid wash. God only knows what it is that I really want. Guess I could ask, but he's not the best confidant. Puts me down in the biblical sense. In this basement apartment with hell to pay rent. But there's one girl, just one girl, who says I'm bigger than Jesus now. And I love her, I'm bigger than Jesus now. Up above her, I'm stage diving. Up the church of the holier than thou. Oh, I'm bigger than Jesus now. I'm bigger than Jesus now.
I can't grab. Never thought I'd be.
I do, you need a miracle. You dream of dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Now fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on.
That's a track from Maroon 5 called Harder to Breathe. Maroon 5, definitely a hard-working band. I'm betting those guys were on the road 11 months last year, maybe 10, something like that. They played every college and roadhouse across the country. She Hates Me was before that from Puddle of Mud, and we heard from the Caulfields. Devil's Diary, the Divinals did I Touch Myself, and started the set off with a track called Bisexual from Freddie Murphy. Evening, folks. It's Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town, KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek. Now this commercial.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Behind every great man, there is a woman. And behind that woman, 14 guys with sideways baseball caps and really baggy pants.
Those pants are giant.
What do you do when you have no talent whatsoever? Attach yourself to someone who does.
A hizzle, my schnizzle.
Gold tooth, check. Giant gold medallion, check. Royalties from record sales, no check.
Help a brother out.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Baron of the Brown Nose. Then crack open another 13 for the rest of the crew.
Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is your personal nurse on KCUF. Hope you can tune in to my show weekdays at noon, here on the hottest sounds in town. Along with great music, I talk to celebrities and experts, and we take your calls to discuss love, sex, relationships, and health issues for KCUF listeners. Here's a clip from an earlier show. Last week, my special guest was Dr. Livingston Mumford, corrective anatomy surgeon at the Boulder Creek ED and Ego Medical Center.
Dr. Mumford, what is your new procedure for helping sexually underendowed men?
It's a subcutaneous hypertrophic genoplasty with a bilateral inguinal adhesion.
Well, exactly what is that in layman's terms?
A groin transplant. You'll pardon the expression. Just as in heart and kidney transplants, we replace the undesirable part of the anatomy with one that meets the approval of the recipient.
Is a man's ego the only reason for getting a new doohickey?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's old age, sometimes it's malfunction, and then some men just want to try the new length.
Tell me, Doctor, what is the biggest problem you face in these operations?
Persuading the donor. Actually, in any transplant surgery, the crucial problem is rejection by the body. That's why my first operation was a failure.
You mean his body rejected his new hooses?
No, his wife's body did.
Well, I guess you can't have everything.
Yes, you can, but it's a much more expensive operation. The key to success is post-operative care. It's advisable that every man who receives a new thingamabob abstain from one bodily activity for at least 6 weeks.
Now, what's that?
Sneezing.
Is there any single transplant you remember more than the others?
Yes. A chap named Harold Earnshaw, the most brilliant one I ever performed.
Where is he now?
In prison. First day back to work, he insisted on showing everybody in the office his operation.
One final question. As a doctor, is there any great difference between these gigi transplants and other transplants?
Only one. Since I've gotten into this field, I find I wash my hands more often.
That's the Personal Nurse Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 4, here on KCUF. Had a chance to travel with the personal nurse a couple of weeks ago up to Northern California. A great 2-day camp out and a rock and roll show up there. Beautiful outdoor setting and a natural amphitheater on the Eel River. Great time and just a great bunch of music. This guy was up there. He doesn't come to the U.S. very often. Here's a Brit singer, Dave Mason.
windows, eyes that are the view, eyes that tell a story as sad and deep as you. Spoken words, the tears that are the truth, tears that tell a story as sad and deep as you. I'm thinking about than you being here. I write you letters, more than just a few. I leave them lying open on the table for you. And now I know for the first time true, all of the ways I've been lying to you. It's not
got pregnant from a kid named Tom, said he was in love. Said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later, he said he won't date or return her call. And she swear, goddamn, if you find that man cutting off his balls. And then she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer, and they call her a sinner, and they call her a whore. God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in a shoe. Cause then you really might know what it's like to have to choose. Then you really might know what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like. Then you really might know.
I don't care.
This is your personal nurse here on 92.9 FM with a message for all KCUF listeners. If you've been the victim of a crime, call your local police and report it. They're there to help you. Let's call the Boulder Creek Police Department right now, and I'll show you what I mean.
Hello, you've reached the police department's voicemail. Pay close attention as we update choices often as new and unusual circumstances arrive. Please select one of the following options. To whine about us not doing anything to solve a problem that you created, press 1. To inquire as to whether someone has to die before we'll do something about a problem, press 2. To report an officer for bad manners when in reality the officer is trying to keep your neighborhood safe, press 3. If you'd like us to raise your children, press 4. If you'd like us to take control of your life due to your chemical dependency, press 5. If you'd like us to instantly restore order to a situation that took years to deteriorate, press 6. To provide a list of officers you personally know so we will not take enforcement action against you, press 7. To sue us or tell us you pay our salary and you'll have our badge, or to proclaim our career is over, press 8. To whine about a ticket and or complain about the many other uses for police rather than keeping your dumb ass in line, press 9. Please note your call may be monitored to assure proper customer support, and remember, we're here to save your butts, not kiss them. Thanks for calling your local police department, and have a nice day.
Spending my money, no, didn't care.
That gal's got some pipes. Jeannie Greer right there, singing with Snowblind. Snowblind, an early band of our friend Joey Cimino. Now of Lebo Cat, of course. That's an old one. Down and Out Blues, that track. And before the break, we heard What It's Really Like from Everlast, and Blue Rodeo did Cinema Song. And we heard a track from Dave Mason, British guy who sings and plays the guitar both pretty well. He's had a reasonable solo career, also did a stint with Traffic. Dave Mason, saw him a couple of weeks ago. Great show. I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's the hottest sounds in town, 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Pretty doggone nice Saturday evening, and it's been a pleasure playing music for you. I sure appreciate you guys being here.
Hi, I'm Frank Rizzo, asking you to give generously to help support the Philadelphia Police League for Retarded Children. This is the worthy organization that gives a retarded child the opportunity to become a policeman. Founded in 1844, the League provides training in every aspect of crime prevention, from tying one's own shoelace to lying under oath. Many of the youngsters aided by the League have risen to high position in law enforcement. In fact, all of us have. So please help us to rid the streets of morons, psychopaths, and mental defectives, and put them where they belong, on the force. Thank you.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap, daffy, fractured, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy world of...
My main music man, Vince Vinyl, on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Constantly, I know you're the man, can't you say? I love you righteously. Why you wanna diss me after the way you've been kissing me? After those pretty things you say, and the love we made today. When you run your hand all up and run it back down my leg, get excited and bite my neck, get me all worked up like that. Expect me to give you what's mine. You're entirely way too fine. Once around my waist, you get a taste of how good this can be. Be the man you ought to tenderly stand up for me. Flirt with me, don't keep hurting me, don't cause me pain. Be my lover, don't play no game. Just play me John Coltrane. Constantly, I know you're the man, can't you see? I love you righteously. Why you wanna diss me after the way you've been kissing me? After those pretty things you say, and the love we made today. When you run your hand all up and run it back down my leg, get excited and bite my neck, get me all worked up like that. Think this will lay it down for you every time. Expect me.
to mine. You're entirely way too fine. Arms around my waist, you get a taste of how good this can be. Be the man you ought to tend away. Stand up for me. Flirt with me, don't keep hurting me. Don't cause me pain. Be my lover, don't play no game. Just play me John Coltrane.